Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, New Hampshire has done something that's good news for the entire country, especially if it spreads. They have passed out of their legislature officially a law blocking the Real ID Act, the federal legislation passed early last year, almost a year ago, by George Bush and his so-called conservative Congress. And now it is going to the governor's desk, and the governor is saying he's going to sign it. And coming up in the next hour, just for about 10, 15 minutes, we're going to have some of the folks on who are responsible for getting this done, and hopefully you can duplicate what they're doing in your area, whether it's California, Texas, Illinois, Missouri, Florida, any state in the union. And there are several other states following suit to move forward to block the Real ID Act as well. And we'll also get into why the Real ID Act is bad and why you don't want a national ID card and the databases and all the control that goes with it. Also, another state has introduced legislation. In fact, quite a few have. But Vermont is moving ahead nicely to impeach Bush, which actually, through the Electoral College and the Constitution, that's where impeachment really should start. And so very similar to what we saw in the eve of the Civil War when there were moves by the states to pull out of the Union. Well, this is a move to impeach the president by the states. It's now spread to, what, four separate states, and Vermont is very close to defeating that. So that's coming up with a guest in about 30 minutes. We will have open phones, of course, today after we've talked to these two guests, coming up at the bottom of this hour and the start of the next hour, as we look at the 10th Amendment in play as the people, through their states, stand up to the out-of-control central government. I don't know how I didn't get into this yesterday. I mean, I barely mentioned it, so I should spend some time on it today. U.S. allowed Zarqawi to escape. The United States deliberately passed up repeated opportunities to kill the head of al-Qaeda in Iraq, Jordanian-born terrorist Abu Musab al-Zawahiri, before the March 2003 U.S.-led of that country, U.S.-led invasion of that country. So we'll get into that. I also want to cover some economic developments. Official federal numbers, foreclosures soar 63% over the last year. Not a very good economic indicator. And people say, Alex, be positive. You're trying to wreck our economy. Just be positive. Well, I'm sorry. I can't be positive about the real economic indicators and indices that we see. And so I'm going to get into it today and what globalization is doing to this nation, what it's doing to this country. A lot of different reports and tidbits coming out concerning the May Day rallies by millions of illegal aliens across the country. 300,000 in Chicago, 500,000 in Los Angeles, a few thousand in Austin, tens of thousands in Dallas, tens of thousands in Houston. The media trying to hype it and talk about how it's as American as sliced bread. We'll get into that. But finally, the mainstream media is having to report on some of the violence. Here's one out of Orange County Register. Rock throwing reported in Santa Ana, hitting cops with rocks, bottles, and marbles. And the police were ordered to stand down and take it. We've seen this before, so I'll get into this report and some of the others. Really interesting story out of WNBC News 4. Bird flu strain not dangerous to people found in New Jersey market. That's right. But for a day or so, they reported that bird flu had been found in New Jersey. Well, there are, at any one time, hundreds of different bird flus going around the world. Birds get the flu just like people. And, of course, it's not the deadly strain that they've seen in Europe and Asia. But it didn't matter. It was good for hype, good for fear, good dress rehearsal for when it does arrive. So when we get back, we'll go over this first. And we'll get into the economy, we'll get into the illegal aliens, and, of course, your phone calls and a lot more. By the way, I'm really proud of it. We're updating it daily now. It's JonesReport.com. Be sure and check out JonesReport.com. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The social architects that openly manipulate our society using psychological techniques, they write official textbooks bragging about it, calling us their slaves, literally. They are using things like the war on terror, the threat of drugs, the threat of bird flu, to sell us on giving up our freedoms. And the more freedom we give up, the more tyranny we witness, the more of America that we see being dismantled. Take the war on drugs. The bigger the war on drugs gets, the more people are in prison and the more narcotics flood our streets. Simultaneously, Big Pharma is pushing legal drugs, in some cases forcibly on the population, which their own molecular makeup and their own inserts admit are in many cases more toxic, more dangerous, more addictive, more destructive than the illegal drugs. And that's just one example. We've had a war on illiteracy. We have higher illiteracy. We've had a war on poverty. We have more poverty. We've had the war on drugs. We have more drugs. We're having a war on terror, more terror globally. It never ends. There's always got to be a new war. Well, remember yesterday I read this Associated Press article by Andrew Bridges, Bird Flu Hitting TV Screens May 9th. And this is from the AP article, first line here. Bodies piling up so quickly it takes dump trucks to haul them away. Barbed wire to keep whole neighborhoods quarantined. It's Hollywood's version of bird flu. A blur of fact and fiction that some scientists say could confuse the public. Why do I go back and mention that? Because here it is. out of WNBC. Yesterday afternoon, for a few hours of hysteria, they announce that bird flu has been found in Trenton, New Jersey. It's all over America. We're doomed. Oh my gosh, we may have martial law within days. And then the government comes back to our aid and says, no, it was an N1 virus, but there are many, many variants of that. It's not the latest mutation of, what, 6-8 months ago in Central Asia and now into Western Europe. Oh, no, it's the type that just makes the birdies sick. Now, most human flus develop from pigs, that's swine, oinkers, you know, or it comes from the quackers, the quack quackers. Sorry, I'm going to stop being stupid here. The point is, this is all very irritating. Bird flu strain not dangerous to people found in New Jersey market. So they could have gone out and found any bird flu anywhere. They knew full well that it wasn't deadly. They knew full well it wasn't even the type that's passed from fowl to fowl, whether it be chicken or geese or ducks or turkeys, and then rarely passed to humans from the animal, not human to human. And almost everyone who's gotten it, the 120-something that have died now in the last year and a half, remember we were told a year ago by Christmas there'd be millions dead worldwide, perhaps millions dead in America, perhaps 2 billion, 3 billion, perhaps 5 billion, perhaps everyone would die from it because there's flus and they're in the birds. And who's hyping it? Rumsfeld, Gilead Pharmaceutical, who made over $5 billion last time I checked, just in the first few months, last year of the hysteria, they'd made $5 billion extra off of their Tamiflu. Then the Japanese started reporting that people were taking it there and dying, and then it didn't even protect you from the bird flu to begin with. It's just like, almost 4 years ago, we were told, everyone, 14 million emergency workers, every fireman, every policeman, every nurse, every doctor, every person that works in a hospital, key state and federal employees, you've got to show up in the next month or your insurance will be revoked. You've got to immediately take the smallpox vaccine. And then top virologists, top epidemiologists, top scientists began to go public and say, I'm not going to take this. This protects you from a 70s strain of smallpox, and if we're hit with smallpox, it's going to be weaponized, and this is more dangerous per capita. This will actually cause smallpox to spread because it's a live virus, and it's going to cause heart attacks and strokes as a side effect, and only a few thousand people took it, and out of that, I forget the numbers. I mean, I never counted them all up. It was every few days somebody was dying. Reporters were taking it in Iraq and dying. Cops were taking it and dying. Doctors were taking it and dying. And Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson went from saying everyone must take it to a member 6 months later saying, I'm not taking it. It's not safe. But not before the government's buddies in industry had been given billions of dollars to cook up, what, several hundred million doses of it. So this is multi-level. It gets you ready for martial law, conditions you that the government's going to save you, and we're all basically children. And then at the same time, they also always position it where the media hypes whatever big pharma drug makes people in the Bush administration rich. Remember the anthrax antibiotic? Remember that? And who did it lead back to? The Bush administration, who was on it September 10th, 3.5 weeks before it popped up in Boca Raton, Florida, in American media. Remember all that? They made, it was like over $10 billion off that little hysteria. And no, this isn't the plot to V for Vendetta. I've already gotten an email yesterday after I talked about how they stage these crises and how they make money off of the pharmacologicals. I got an email saying, you got that from V from Vendetta. No, you've got it backwards. It's art imitating life, not life imitating art. You understand? I mean, I know most listeners are smarter than I am, but some of them out there just can't get it. I got emails. I've got many emails and calls over the years. You're making up Skull and Bones. It doesn't exist. You got it from that movie, Skulls. No, Skulls is based on Skull and Bones. Alex, you got the claim the government remote-controlled the jet aircraft from a Lone Gunman X-Files episode. It's the same thing over and over again. But bird flu strain not dangerous to people in New Jersey market. A strain of bird flu not dangerous to people turned up at a live poultry market in South Jersey during routine testing last week, and samples are undergoing further tests, the State Department of Agriculture said. Preliminary tests from the National Veterinary Services Laboratory show the samples taken from birds the live poultry market in Camden County did not have N1 type of virus. So it's not even in the whole N1 category. The bird flu strain that has spread to 45 countries killed more than 110 people since 2003. I think it's 120 last time I checked. And sparked fears of a deadly pandemic called H5N1. So again, there's hundreds of these viruses, but this isn't even an N1 variant. Anything that was sold, if it was properly cooked and handled, it would not be of any consequence to humans, said Agriculture Department spokesman. It goes on and on. But at first, see, they were reporting, there may be bird flu. Bird flu. You read this AP article from yesterday, they've got ABC producers of the stupid TV show saying, oh, we're getting you ready for the bird flu. This is kind of a public service announcement. See, they admit it's propaganda to position you psychologically to accept what they plan to do. And SARS was a dress rehearsal. Smallpox was a dress rehearsal. This now year-plus hype of bird flu may be a dress rehearsal. But I'm telling you, one day they're going to let out of the box some type of super bioweapon and use that to bring in martial law, a la V for Vendetta. Now, how many years? It's got to be about 8-9 years since I figured out they're going to use that. That's on the table. But that's on the front burner. It's one of the tools they have to bring in martial law in this country. Remember, I'm the weirdo who made films 8 years ago about martial law. I'm the weirdo for 12 years that's been talking about martial law. Yes, we're coming up on 12 years on the year. I'm the weirdo who's running around concerned about these issues because I read federal documents, I went to urban warfare training drills. The old-timers in and out of government warned me about this, and I saw all the indicators, and I'm somewhat of a student of history, Soviet history, Nazi history, Roman history, and I know what preparations for an authoritarian police state look like, and baby, this is it. But they've got to have a reason, a smokescreen, an excuse to sell you on it. And they can use rioting third world attack dog populations to trigger a crisis, burn every American city. The globalists can give the order, and it will happen overnight with our friendly 25 million frothing illegal aliens and their supporters, another 10 million or so. So you start looking at that. The globalists can set off an A-bomb. Oh, don't think they won't vaporize a third of a city and kill 400,000 people, 300,000 people, and radiate another couple of million right in front of you and re-engineer our entire lifestyle, our entire world, our entire freedoms. Don't think they won't attack Iran and then detonate a nuke on the outskirts of Tel Aviv or a dirty bomb and claim that Iran launched it. And frankly, Iran may launch something on their own. I mean, we only have the U.S. and Israel and others threatening to attack them every day. And again, I'm not defending Israel. I'm not defending Iran. I'm not defending any of these people. They're all controlled by the globalists at one level or another. Don't forget, Iran did the whole hostage scam, Iran-Contra, for a bunch of missiles and cash and stuff from the CIA. They held the hostages, and the day Reagan took office, they released them. And admittedly, that's now admitted, that was staged. Don't forget our CIA sent, what, Clinton sent $45 million to Iran, another 30-something million to Albania to send in Osama bin Laden to attack the Serbs. Serbs fight back, and oh my gosh, they're engaging in genocide. Oh, but Slobo's bad, because he's fighting Al-Qaeda. But imagine bird flu being released. There could just be a few hundred deaths and it would bring America to its knees because the media will hype it and use it. We'll come back, get into the illegal aliens and some of the things that happened yesterday. Got an important guest coming up. Stay with us.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know executive orders and other laws have already been passed that can create a legal dictatorship in America? These laws can affect you by seizing all communication media, all electric power, fuel, minerals, food supplies and resources, all farms and farm equipment, all means of transportation, including personal vehicles, total control over all highways, seaports, and waterways, seize all American people for workforces. These laws extend to all parts of our life. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Every major U.S. city, hundreds and hundreds yesterday, saw hordes of foreigners stomping around who've been served down American flags by Bush and Vicente Fox's PR firm. That's mainstream news, but the average American isn't even aware of it. And by that, this stuff gets reported. It's there if you know where to look, but it should be top story. And we have written several on the subject that are on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. But see, neocon talk show hosts won't talk about it. They'll whine about the open border all day, but then say Bush is good when Bush is the one that wants the blanket total amnesty in the name of the guest worker program. And I've read the proposed program. Unlimited
foreigners who are in this country or who can get to this country for 6 years will be legalized. The amnesty in, what, 86 was only for 1 year. And the Border Patrol and border sheriffs, I was just talking to one this morning, are reporting record levels. They've never seen it. Deputies who are now sheriffs are in the press who've been working for different departments for over 20 years have never seen it at this level. Mexican TV is openly telling their people, get up here, this is Mexico, recolonize. You understand that's on Mexican TV in the U.S. and, of course, in Mexico. They're saying, this is Mexico, you have a right to be there, take it over, it's for the pride of your country. And Mexico is just dumping its poor, its population that doubles every 35 years, is dumping them here. And they're all pouring in, driving down the wages, some of our cities. Some areas of L.A. are going to look like Mexico City soon. If you haven't been to Mexico City, folks, you don't go, but it's a hellhole. And again, I'm not against these poor people who do want, quote, a better way of life. The problem is once they get here, they're indoctrinated, not just by the Spanish media, but by our own media. And they're given welfare, they're given tuition in many states at higher levels than citizens even get. And the amount of contribution they make to the economy is totally outweighed by the incredible social services costs. And that's admitted. It's looting and wrecking this country. And now, even Lou Dobbs admitted last night, that the La Reconquista, Mecha, and La Raza type groups totally control these organizations. Mecha, for the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. In fact, yesterday I was listening to Jack Blood's show that comes on after this broadcast, and he did 2 hours live down there via cell phone, taking callers and talking to people on the streets. Cops were coming over to people saying, you can't have cameras, turn them off, you can't videotape the demonstrations. This was confirmed and witnessed. I mean, just amazing, the cops working with the illegals up there saying, we want to thank Mecha and La Raza, and then now we're, several big websites are going through and translating that what's being said in Spanish, and it's we're going to get the gringos, go home, we're taking over, Plan of San Diego. Gutierrez up at UT Arlington openly says in English, kill all the gringos. In fact, he shifted gears in the last year from saying all males 16 and older, all white males, must die. I guess the women could live, and I guess if they can be re-educated, the young gringos. And again, I'm supposed to sit here and go, oh, I love you. You say you want to kill me. Oh, I love you. Thank you. It's just not going to happen. And I'm seeing even all these liberal publications starting to panic. Even Colbert, in his report yesterday on Comedy Central, was talking about Bush diversions and said, don't worry about the invasion of America and the illegal aliens. I almost fell over this morning when I was watching the clip online that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Even liberal publications, even the San Francisco Chronicle, starting to panic over the illegal aliens because, man, it's not good for America. America's like a lifeboat that, say, can take 100 people, and we're trying to put 500 in it. It's going to sink. And when you prove what you can do, that Bush and Fox and a big, fancy Republican PR firm are running all of this, you know, Dobbs talked about radical groups controlling it and claimed liberal groups like Answer are controlling the illegals. That is baloney. Again, nothing against Dobbs, but why don't you go with the juggler, Dobbs? Why don't you talk about how it's controlled by Mecha and La Raza? Why don't you go to the Dallas Morning News and LA Times from 4 months ago where they said, Rob Allen and co. out of Dallas that ran Bush's presidential campaign as gubernatorial and ran Fox's campaign secretly is going to stage demonstrations nationwide to defeat legislation and try to get other legislation brought forward to legalize the estimated 14 million illegals in America. And again, that number is really 25 million. But the point is it's all right there back in December of last year, but no one now will report on it. We are reporting on it. They did exactly what they promised. And now, rock-throwing report in Santa Ana, they attacked police, and the cops were ordered to stand there and take it. You so much as stick your tongue out at a cop at a land rights meeting, you'll be lucky if you're not scooping your brains up off the ground from a baton. But you're an illegal alien, you can knock them upside the head with beer bottles.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for one, two, four people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Impeaching Bush state by state. Forget bird flu. Impeachment is spreading across the nation. State by state, on Tuesday afternoon, Representative Dave Zuckerman dropped the third of three nearly unreported bombshells on the Bush administration. Zuckerman, along with 12 fellow lawmakers, introduced a formal resolution for the Vermont state legislature to call on the U.S. House of Representatives to impeach President George W. Bush. There are now, three other states that are considering this, but this is the first state, I believe, to go on the record and begin those proceedings. There are several ways impeachment can be initiated. In the House of Representatives, or it can be initiated by a single state or multiple states, and this goes back to the Constitution and the Electoral College, the real power resides with the states. In fact, that's why we have a 10th Amendment. And now we are joined by Representative Dave Zuckerman. Thank you so much for coming on with us, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You bet. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing in Vermont and about why you're moving to try to have Bush impeached and what that process may look like if your state formally passes it.
Well, a couple things. I'd like to give you a little bit of an update that we actually have 24 co-sponsors along with myself. So we got a few more before we finally got it turned in. And that was a pretty satisfying. In large part, the history of this came from county Democratic committees around the state starting this process based on the Jefferson Manual, Section 603, where this could start in the states. The Democratic Party, sort of powerful folks in the state, decided to squish it and say, you know, just because our grassroots folks want this doesn't mean we want it in the legislature and politics, because it'll get too partisan and too mucky, and we're near the end of the session, and so we're just going to write a letter to the president and to our congresspeople. I did sign that letter as well, but I also felt that there are a lot of folks in the state who understand what this president has done with particularly the Foreign Intelligence Services Act and sort of walking over that with the illegal surveillance of our phone conversations, certainly other information that they've used either selectively or at best and misleading at worst, to lie to the American public about certain circumstances around the world and in Iraq and others, to start this process. And so a number of people, like I said, 25 of us signed on, and it's been sent to the House Judiciary Committee, where at this point they have not scheduled any hearings for it, and in all likelihood they probably won't, which, as you can imagine, is relatively frustrating given the level of frankly crime that this president has committed.
Does it have to go to committee to be able to be brought before the full legislature?
Well, every resolution, typically a resolution relating to policy, and this would sort of be a policy resolution, does go to the committee. It's treated like a bill. Any bill or resolution can ultimately be what's called pulled from committee or moved to the floor.
What party controls, imagine Democrats, what party controls that committee?
Democrats control both the House and the Senate in Vermont. We have a Republican governor.
So I want to illustrate this. Now, a few months ago, I remember having the citizen group on from Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few citizens got together and started with two guys. Then they went to some of their local city councils.
Right.
They got resolutions passed there. Now, a few months later, you've taken action. You've got over 20 co-sponsors to this, but there are the Democrats defending George W. Bush as usual. So how is this going to play out?
Well, it's interesting. In Vermont, as you may or may not be aware, we actually have a third party. I'm a member of that third party. It's called the Progressive Party. And we may or may not agree on other things. I don't know all the aspects of your show and your listeners. But with this situation, sometimes there's enough tension and pressure on the Democrats to maybe actually do something. I'm not sure that's going to happen this year. We're in our last week of the session. We'll be adjourning with the budget probably on Friday or Saturday, and then we're done until January. And, you know, one of the things I want to make sure people are aware of, too, is you don't just start the impeachment process because you don't like someone's policies one way or the other. I didn't particularly like Bill
Clinton.
You need
to have hearings to bring forward and demonstrate the evidence.
Well, absolutely. But also just as a public, I mean, President Clinton also got impeached. Again, I think that was mostly because of people not liking his policies. And there's a lot of people that are behind this effort because they don't like the president's policies. And we all need to remember that this process and the states' rights that were established through the Constitution and with these kinds of rules was not about whether you like someone's policies or not. That's what voting is about.
No, it's about if someone is a repeated lawbreaker who openly
exactly right.
is stating a new legal theorem that he
that's
is
right.
above the law with dictatorial powers on a
that's
host
right.
of issues.
Well, we threw monarchies overboard, you know, a couple hundred years ago in the Boston Tea Party. And, this is what we're trying to maintain is the rule of law in this country. And if the president feels they can do whatever they want, then that they're above the law, this is that check and balance. And it is important that we take a look at it. I may yet try to pull this to the floor. I will probably get defeated pretty soundly.
But I think that's important so that the constituency knows what their representatives have done.
Absolutely. And as far as I can tell, that's probably the only option we're going to have.
Well, Bush has got about a 30% approval rating. Some polls show 27, some show 33, so we'll
right.
average them together and take the mean and say it's 30. So it's wildly popular. It's constitutional. It makes total sense. I mean, Bush, I don't know if you're aware of this, Representative, but he's been openly talking about martial law and how we may need to have troops on the streets. He was involved in ordering gun confiscation in New Orleans.
Right.
He tried to sign the assault weapons ban. All of that is treasonous. He lied on Iraq intelligence. He said he was above the law on torture. He signed a $2 billion spending bill a few months ago that hadn't even passed Congress. I mean, he has his top lawyers openly saying he's above the law. He must be removed. Ron Paul, congressman from Texas, has said that he believes that when the Democrats are swept into office, if we have a real election, which I always thought I'd be horrified of that, but even Ron Paul's a Republican and says it will be a good thing to stop this attempted dictatorship from forming so we could see impeachment proceedings as early as next year.
Well, you know, it depends who's in Congress, certainly in part, because but not entirely. I mean, as you stated early on, sometimes the collusion between the two parties in Washington is frighteningly strong, and that's one of the reasons I argue, again, whether someone agrees with a particular party that we're forming here, but there's got to be more options than the two that are currently being run by basically corporate America in Washington.
Well, I'm sure, Mr. Zuckerman, that you have worked in an office building before where you go down to the vending machine area by the bathrooms and there's two or three choices. And the Republicans are one vending machine, say Coca-Cola.
Right.
The Democrats are PepsiCo. The lobbyists put their quarters in or their dollars in. They pull the lever and get what they want. The level of corruption that is running rampant is unparalleled in modern American history or American history, period. And I mean, look at Hillary, pro-war. Look at Schumer, pro-war.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Kerry saying he wants to attack Iran back during the presidential election.
Right.
I mean, so I agree with you. We need a third party, a fourth party, or whatever. But we, number one, need to realize that the Congress federally and at many state levels is just intellectually bankrupt.
Well, that's true. And ultimately, along with this impeachment resolution and this process, this is a process trying to solve a symptom of today's electoral problem, which is obviously this president feeling that he's above the law. But it doesn't really solve the underlying illness. And the underlying illness, as you pointed out, is the money influence in politics and, frankly, in my opinion, the electoral system that we have. With winner-take-all elections, you can't run, whether you're to the right or to the left, you can't run as a third-party person without the media and the parties themselves spending so much money calling you a spoiler or, you know, not viable, that there's no way for the general public to feel like you have a chance of winning. And that's something I think people should look at from all ends of the political spectrum as well, whether you could rank your candidates for what's called instant runoff voting or other methods. But the inherent election system itself, which obviously, as we all know, is stolen by the Supreme Court in 2000, and obviously 2004, the elections were pretty much in question as well. There are so many layers to this onion in terms of the problems that exist, and we're just exposing what the core of the onion is in this particular instance. But President Bush, there's an article I just was handed, and I haven't had a chance to read it. It was in the Boston Sunday Globe on the 30th about how Bush has bypassed hundreds of laws.
Now, the headline is, Bush challenges hundreds of laws. No, if you go criticize a law, you're challenging it, or if in court you challenge it, the headline should be, Bush breaks hundreds of laws.
Right. Well, it says, the one I have says, Bush bypasses hundreds of laws. But he's challenged over 750 laws because he believes it's unconstitutional just by fiat, by being King Bush. And, it's hundreds and hundreds more than any other president has done recently, and as far as I know, in history. And this guy is on another planet, and he's getting away with it. And the folks, you know, when you look at polls, as you indicated, Bush is not particularly popular. Again, the reason to impeach someone is not due to popularity or not. It's because they broke the law. But ultimately, if you look at Washington, the Democrats aren't particularly that popular either.
Well, exactly.
They're 45%, you know, and you wonder, well, wait a minute, folks, when is the American public going to wake up to the fact that as long as we keep electing people from each of these two parties, we're going to keep getting the result that we're seeing? We can do our best to try to impeach the president, but it's also going to take a public that's got some backbone to say, you know what, I'm not voting for either of these two anymore. I'm tired of these lack of choices.
Well, Representative David Zuckerman, I mean, let's get down to brass tacks here. I have gotten so conditioned, so acclimated by election fraud, literally thousands of cases documented, admitted, with these electronic voting machines defrauding the public by design, their own engineers going public, intelligence agencies running them, the Republican Party hiring thugs to jam phone banks. I mean, there are thousands of Watergate-scale scandals,
mm-hmm.
armies of local corrupt technicians stealing votes, the Help America Vote Act, over $6 billion to put in these federally controlled systems.
Yeah.
I think it's darker and later than you are even saying, sir.
Well, I don't disagree with you that I mean, the problem is massive, and it's certainly a long way along, and it's progress. I mean, this cancer is very progressed, as one would say.
And it's so bad, sir, that every day I see maybe 10 articles that are mainstream news, but again, are only regional, never get picked up nationally. So people just see those few articles locally and don't get the big picture,
right.
To where I don't even cover it anymore. I mean, the level of wild corruption and...
Yeah. Well, you know, the only way to change it is to start locally. You know, one of the things that frustrates me about so much of what we get wrapped up in elections is...
We get 60% turnout for the Fed.
That's right. We get all this turnout and all this attention when there's a presidential election, and then every other fall, you know, with the congressional elections, and then, you know, less so in our local elections. It all starts locally, and we can start to change some of those laws. Like I said earlier, here in Vermont, we are on the verge. We're not there yet of changing our voting system where you rank your candidates, called instant runoff voting. You pick your first choice, and then your second and your third. So you can vote for whomever you want without the risk of getting the bad guy that, you know, you're afraid of if you're a Democrat or a Republican and you're afraid of the other one. And things like that will allow for folks to speak the truth. Because you can speak the truth, you're no longer a spoiler, you no longer have to debate whether you're too far to the right or too far to the left, and that you're outside the mainstream and you're a spoiler, which the media is relatively in cahoots with the parties in that regard. And, you know, if you change those kinds of laws locally and in your state, that's how you elect your people in Washington.
Well, I've actually got the national averages here in my brain.
Yeah.
But the last presidential election, we had about a 61% turnout. On average, a local election has around a 8% turnout.
Mm-hmm.
The power is at the state and county and city level.
Right.
It's on the water boards. It's on the school boards.
Yeah.
And if the citizens would get focused on that and get informed, just pick a few issues, get informed, go get involved, run themselves, and then be obstructionist, block big government, block loss of freedom, ferret out and expose corruption, use the office as a bully pulpit, they will then be loved and can move up through the ranks into higher level office and then do even more good. I mean, Ron Paul and a few others in Congress that are good have proven with, you know, record re-election numbers, record poll numbers. Congress has like a 25% approval rating. Ron Paul's got like a, 69% approval rating. So literally, folks, you can win if you just take action.
Well, that's right. And one of the things you mentioned earlier in terms of the president with martial law and other areas where he's taking away people's guns, just the right to assemble. And when you look at when people assembled around the World Trade Organization meetings, both in Seattle
and other places. Yeah, look at the free speech zone. Sir, we were down.
This whole thing, well, obviously, I guess we're in agreement here, you know, where they say, well, you can assemble, but you've got to do it over in this park 5 miles away from where the event is. And we're going to put a little fence around you with hundreds and hundreds of armed.
Sir.
Yes.
We had camera people down at the big immigration rally at the Capitol, you know, 3 miles from where I sit,
yep.
And the cops documented were coming over to peaceful reporters with video cameras saying, turn those off, get out of here, go get in the free speech zone.
That's right.
And then, of course, they said, no, go ahead and arrest me, and the cops backed off. But it's already happening where they do arrest you.
Well, that's right. And, you know, you know that you have the right to do that. And a lot of other folks who get involved with rallies like this and others don't know your protections.
And then, by the way, because most people follow the cop's orders, that psychologically tells the cop that what they're doing is
that's
okay,
right.
And
right.
Then reaffirms it.
And on
no
top of
police,
that,
that's commie China.
And a lot of people also don't have someone watching their back. I mean, if Alex Jones was taken to in for having a camera, you know you've got other people that are going to sit there and do the legal fight to get you out. A lot of everyday people who come out to a rally like this, well, they don't have a a team of people that are involved with either their production or, you know, what they're doing. And, you know, it's extremely intimidating for a lot of people.
No, you're absolutely right. And so they're trying to steal our votes. They're trying to take control of that, caught red-handed. They're trying to restrict our free speech and our capacity to demonstrate.
That's right.
I mean, at every level, they are just wholesale dismantling the Bill of Rights, Representative. But the good news is people like you are leading the charge. I believe unless there's another terror attack, which would certainly help them, the establishment,
right.
I believe Bush will be impeached.
I don't doubt that. You know, we've got, sadly, it's still 3 more years of this guy in the presidency. I don't know exactly how he got reelected in the first place, although I think we've already touched on that whole issue of the voting machines and access to voting and so forth. But I don't disagree with you at all. I think this guy has built up such a pile of evidence against him that it is just a matter of time. But it takes people organizing. It takes people calling their representatives. Like I said, I mean, I've got 25 co-sponsors, but, you know, we still have
Representative, stay there. Will you come back and tell us, maybe dig up the phone number so we can call this committee?
Sure.
Okay, let's do 5 more minutes or just about 3 other minutes on the other side. But this is so important. This is for all the marbles. Look, Ron Paul's got the most conservative voting record in Congress. He says it'll be a good thing if Bush gets impeached. He needs to be.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Since the Civil War has the federal government declared absolute dictatorial power. And what's happening? They're war profiteering, they're looting, they're stealing, they're engaging in crimes in front of us at every level. If you study the policy, there's no doubting it. We're going into dictatorship, and I mean a dictatorship of this plutocracy. The elite that controls Bush, the Democrats, all of them. And they openly are stating they're going to take your pension funds. They're openly stating that they have already devalued the dollar by over 40%. They're openly stating they're going to jack up a whole bunch of different taxes. A final segment with Representative Dave Zuckerman. You can go to Infowars.com and link through to the legislature's website and to some of the news stories that have been written about what they're doing. If you live in Vermont or anywhere around Vermont, nationwide, you need to support this man. How do we get on the horn and tell this committee to do the right thing?
Sure, thank you. There's a couple things. One is I can give you the website for the legislature in general so you can track both the legislation itself and who is on the committee. And that's just www.leg, like legislature, .state.vt.us. It's pretty common in a lot of different states. And if you go there, you can find out how to track the resolution, which is the Joint House Resolution number 75. You can also find out who the committee members are, because we have one central switchboard where they take messages for all of us. We've got a much smaller legislature than you in Texas, and we haven't got individual staff or anything like that.
How many members of the legislature?
The same as you've got, 150 House and 30 Senate.
So if you've already got 20-something, you're doing good.
We're doing pretty well.
You want to give that number out?
Yeah, the phone number for the central switchboard is 802-828-2228. So I'll say that again. It's 802-828-2228. And like I said, you know, well, I didn't say this, but sometimes you get calls from all over the country as a legislator here. Yeah, you don't always return all those calls, as you can imagine. Folks tend to focus on the ones that are from within the state. So if people know folks in Vermont and can get Vermonters to call, that's particularly helpful.
And the committee is?
It's the Judiciary Committee. Mr. Bill Lippert is the chair of that committee.
Bill Lippert's the one, then. We've got to let you go. I want to get you back on, Representative Zuckerman, as this develops. Thanks for the time.
Great. Thank you very much.
God bless and take care. He's there at the legislature. It's in session. He took time out to join us. I'm going to end this hour here in just a moment. We'll come back. We have another guest for 30 minutes concerning what's happening in New Hampshire, throwing out the national ID card. And then for the second half of the broadcast, we'll be taking calls and covering a bunch of other news. I want to encourage you as the listeners to support this broadcast. You do that by, if you don't have an AM or FM station in your area, you're listening on satellite, shortwave, or internet, calling your local stations and telling them to pick up the broadcast. Then go to GCNlive.com and look at all the satellites and the affiliate relations agreements. It's very easy. And at the same time, you can also tell your email list or on your own website, tell folks about the show. That's really how we grow and how we reach more people. So we can tell them about how we're moving forward to try to impeach Dictator Bush. And you can also go to the online video and bookstore at Infowars.com on the secure online safe shopping cart and order my documentary films and the other books and videos we carry, a growing list every week. And there's a lot of huge discounts. There's the America's Hidden History DVD special, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, and the Order of Death DVD for $39.90. When you get those two DVDs, and that's already a $10 discount, you then get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the updated version, absolutely free. So you already get a discount, then you get a free DVD on top of it. There's the Terror USA special, Martial Law 9/11 Rise of the Police State DVD with 9/11 Synthetic Terror book by Webster Tarpley for $29.95. That's about a $15. What is that, a $14.95 discount? There's 16 of these specials on Infowars.com. Go check them out or call toll-free. They can answer your questions and take your call. 1-888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Over 1,000 pieces of media, 15 cents a day. Download it all and spread the word. Second hour coming up.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.